This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. As the war in Ukraine rages on, the owner of Russia's private military contractor Wagner Group claims his troops have extended their gains in the Ukrainian stronghold of Bakhmut. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova tells VOA that UN Chief Antonio Guterres met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discussed two primary topics Wednesday, the grain deal that expires soon, and security.
He himself and Antonio Guterres discussed the formula of peace, so-called formula of peace, so the plan, peace plan that Kyiv and President Zelensky presented a couple of times already, and the plan that is discussed with the allies.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's ambassador to Britain has dismissed media reports that a pro-Ukrainian group was involved in blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea last year. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Vadim Pristaiko tells Sky News his government had nothing to do with the sabotage of the Nord Stream gas pipeline.
It's premature to discuss things like what would happen if. We believe that nothing, there is no now our involvement there. I'm not just talking about technically how difficult it is to do it. I'm just telling that's totally against our own interest.
Meanwhile, Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov has also rejected suggestions that the attack could have been ordered by Kyiv, telling reporters in Stockholm, it's like a compliment for our special forces, but this is not our activity. German news outlets, citing multiple unnamed officials, is reporting five men and a woman used a yacht hired by a Ukrainian-owned company in Poland to carry out the attack. I'm Charles De La Desma.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com.